This is Psalm 54. This goes with chapter 26. And if you have your Bible open, you can read along in this psalm as I read it. Psalm 54, verse 1. This is a maskil of David. This is a contemplative or instruction psalm. This is a psalm when the Ziphites went and told Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?" David starts then by saying, "O God, save me by your name and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set God before themselves. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies, and in your faithfulness put an end to them. With a free will offering I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies." So in chapter 26, David is rejected and betrayed again by the Ziphites, men of his own tribe. And in his disillusionment in this, he turns to God, not just for safety, but he turns to God for justice and for vindication. In verse 1, we hear the most basic of all prayers that we say. We say, "Save me, O God." In verse 1, David also leaves vindication and justice to God. He doesn't seek it himself. David believes that evil has within it its own self-defeating nature, meaning that evil is so destructive that it ends up destroying itself. And evil can only run its course, evil men can only act under the sovereign plan of God. When you think of demons, they certainly gloated on the day that Jesus, God's only son, hung on Calvary's cross. But imagine his father, after he raises his son back from death, asking the demons, "And how did that work out for you?" You see, Satan is the head of the demon. He throws his head back and he howls as he remembers back to Genesis 3:16. When God said to the serpent, "He will crush your head, but you will only wound his heel." See, in killing Christ, Satan defeats himself by putting an end to death. See, evil has the seeds of its own destruction within it. And when Christ died, he puts an end to death. The only lever of control that Satan has over man is man's fear of death. And his leverage is gone. It is wrong to think that we live in a world where a force called evil is locked in a battle with a force called good, because that is not reality. The reality of our world is that our true God has already won in the battle against Satan, against evil angels, against evil men, both in heaven and on earth. They tremble at God's power. So David sees it in verse 5, where he says, "God will return the evil to my enemies and put an end to them." In verse 6, he promises the Lord, when I see that, I will sacrifice freely. I will give thanks to your name. Now, when he says sacrifice freely, what he's saying here is this is a free will offering on my behalf. There is no obligation to do this. This is simply an expression of spontaneous grace and love back to God. This is not a bargain with God. This is not the kind of offering that says, "If you will do this, then I will give to you." This is saying this, "But you, Father, have already done all this for me. Now I want to give myself freely back to you." This offering is given with thankful praise, and it's given in the company of others. Together, they share this offering. They share the meat, and they share the bread of the feast. And David then gets to retell his story as he relives for them the anguish of this initial prayer when he cries, "God, save me." That's the prayer that brought him to the point where he says in verse 4, "The Lord is the upholder, the Lord is the foundation, the rock of my life." We come to you with this psalm in mind, Father. Remind ourselves that evil destroys itself because everything operates according to the laws of your plan in your world. And that deep down in my heart, I really don't believe that. I get tempted. I do wrong things. I sin in ways that bring evil into your world. But Father, save me from myself. then I will praise you because of who you are, because of what Jesus did at Calvary. And evil cannot and will not prevail. Amen. Some of the thoughts from these Psalms are from Timothy Keller in his book, The Songs of Jesus, a daily devotional on the Psalms.